the 2025 Minor League Baseball season. And the Clearwater Threshers already off to a nice start. Threshers 1-0 after an 8-4 victory on the road last night. Once again, I'm Josh Sperber here on the Threshers Broadcast Network in Clearwater, trying to make it two wins in a row each of the last three seasons under Marty Malloy. The Threshers have won their opening series, and said opening series has been on the road. They won the final two games in Bradenton back in 2023. They won the first two games in Bradenton back in 2024. And with one more win this weekend, the Clearwater Threshers will clinch their third straight opening series victory before they head back home to BayCare Ballpark. And that is where they'll be on Tuesday, facing the Daytona Tortugas. But until then, they've got the Blue Jays to worry about, with Daniel Guerra on the mound for Dunedin. Guerra has been in the minor league since 2022 in the Dominican Summer League with Dunedin that year. Had a .84 ERA. Since coming stateside in 2023, he has spent the majority of the last two seasons in the Florida Complex League, but made six starts for the Blue Jays in 2024, going 1-2 with a .428 ERA, 14 walks to 28 strikeouts in 27 and a third innings of work. He gets started with Dante Norrie, who leads things off for the Clearwater Threshers for the second consecutive night. Norrie, the center fielder, last night on opening day, today DHing as he gets a rest in the field. Had a ribby and a double yesterday. First pitch of the ball game misses outside, a heater to Dante Norrie, and we are underway from TD Ballpark at 6:32. So Dante Norrie now awaits the 1-0. Taps one, foul on a couple of hops before it reached the foul side of the first base line. And it's a 1-1 count. Last night, Dante Norrie drew the first walk of the Threshers season back in the third inning. Doubled and scored in the seventh. Walked with the bases loaded to drive in his first run of the season and 10th of his professional career back in the eighth inning in the Threshers' 8-4 victory last evening against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Now Guerra rocks and fires. Breaking ball low, and it's 2-1. Guerra's got a fastball that can hit up to 95 miles an hour, usually somewhere between 93 and 95 on that heater. The 2-1 pitch, another fastball, bounce right back to the mound. Two hops, and Guerra scoops it up, finds the first baseman, but the throw is way high, and it pulls Tibbetts off the bag. Throw careens off the dugout wall next to the first base camera, and it's going to be an easy E3 on Brock Tibbetts. Or probably an E1 on the throw, actually, but certainly an error that has Dante Norrie now on second base.
Now batting, second
looked like he would have been out. And if that throw had made it, but it did not. And now Dante Norrie, one of the faster runners on the Threshers, is at second base. Clearwater kept their opening three in the do-up the same as last night. Actually, the opening four. So after Dante Norrie, the designated hitter, is now Aaron Escobar, who is followed by Eduardo Tait and Joel Dragu, with nobody out and Dante Norrie on second base. We'll give you the rest of the Threshers lineup after the first pitch to Escobar as the breaking ball misses upstairs, 1-0 count to Aaron. After Dragu, Carter Matheson hits fifth, Cody Shoji Naga in the sixth spot, Raider Tello making his season debut, adding seventh, as is Diego Gonzalez in the eight hole, and Avery Owusu-Asidu rounding out the Threshers' order, batting ninth. Escobar checks his swing, appeal to the bases, umpire says he did not go. Looked like a slider from Guerra to make it a 2-0 count. And Escobar had a great game last night, one of three Threshers with two hits in the opener, and he also led the way with three RBIs. 2-0. Sliced back right over my head in the press box, and it's 2-1 on the fouled-off fastball off the bat of Aaron Escobar. A Complex League leader for the Phillies, the Florida Complex League Phillies in terms of batting average last year. on a team that included Eduardo Tait and Starlin Cabba. 2-1, up and in, almost got Escobar, but the chin music misses and makes it 3-1. 2-for-5 last night was the 20-year-old Escobar. One run scored and three runs batted in, tied his career high with, for the fifth time, that Escobar has had three ribbies in a game. The 3-1 just catches the outside corner, and it's 3-2. Escobar might have thought that was a ball, but he did not challenge. Full count, 3-2. Norrie with a short lead on second base. Could go to third, but less likely with no one on the corners. And Escobar's got plenty of pop in his bat. Payoff pitch. Holds up the swing, and it's a called strike three. Escobar knew it, and that is a strikeout for Daniel Guerra. So, one gone as Escobar goes down looking. Eduardo Tait comes up to the plate now for the Threshers, and will set the defense for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Brock Tibbetts over at first base. Sam Shaw at second. Manuel Beltre at short. And at third base is the three-year vet of the Blue Jays in Tucker Thoman. Tait pops the first pitch he sees high and foul, goes right behind home plate and on the roof of the stadium. Now it's 0-1. The outfield for Dunedin, J.R. Freethy in left, Jaden Rudd in center, and Juni Munoz out in right field with Edward Duran catching as the battery mate for Guerra in the second night in a row. Nothing in 1-2 Tait. He gets a piece of it, but fouls it off the ground, and it's 0-2. Already a final score for the Phillies as they lost the Dodgers, splitting the series so far. 3-1 win for LA after the Phillies took it 3-2 last night. In the first meeting between two teams that are considered the favorites to take the NL crown. For the Dodgers, it would be their second year in a row. 0-2 count to Tait. Here's the pitch. This one hit high in the air, out to center field. Not much movement needed for Rudd. He now comes in and makes the catch on the run for the second out in the first inning. So Tait rarely hits the ball on the ground. Certainly a power hitter. That time maybe just got a bit too much air under that one, and it ends up as a flyout to Rudd in center field. Two away now for Joel Dragoo, who got the first two hits of the Threshers' season last night. And up until that six-run seventh, Dragoo was the only Thresher to record a hit. So really good pitching for the first couple of innings by Dunedin, but the Threshers' bats turned it on at the end of the game. First pitch to Dragoo upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count as the curveball doesn't drop for Daniel Guerra. Dragoo here on a rehab assignment, expected to report to High A Jersey Shore at the conclusion of his rehab assignment as he recorded his sixth multi-hit game on opening day in Dunedin last night. 1-0 pitch. Fastball upstairs, and it's a strike. 1-1 the count. Dragoo played 15 games for the Threshers last season. Five of them he recorded two hits in about a month of professional action. So Dragoo already looking like he's got a bright future ahead of him with that hot bat. 16, this being his 17th professional game, Dragoo already has six multi-hit contests and now is facing a 2-1 count. Short lead off of second for Norrie with Shaw there holding him on, and the 2-1 outside and upstairs. Now it's a 3-1 count to Dragoo. Dragoo, 22 years old, seventh rounder out of Presbyterian College, where he set program records for home runs and RBIs in his final season en route to his Big South Player of the Year award. 3-1. Fastball right down Main Street. Dragoo takes it to fill up the count 3-2. Now with Norrie's speed and a righty at the plate, it could be even better if he can get a hit. Payoff pitch coming. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. So, an error puts the first runner of the game on board for the Threshers, but he does not come around to score. No runs, no hit, an error, and one man left, and now the Blue Jays will grab the sticks for the first time tonight. You're watching Clearwater Threshers baseball against the Dunedin Blue Jays here on the Threshers Pirate Broadcast
fans,
Network.
It's time to throw it down to our host for the evening, down the first base side. Take it away.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we...
At Bay Care...
Enrique Segura gets the ball for the Threshers in Game 2 of 2025. Starts off with a fastball on J.R. Freethy. That makes it a 1-0 count as that misses inside. Scoreless after half of an inning. And now the Blue Jays up to bat for the first time today. 1-0 from Segura. Hit on the ground towards short. Couple steps forward for Gonzalez. And he makes the throw to first in time to get out number one. So Freethy is retired on a ground ball to the shortstop. And now Sam Shaw comes up to the plate. He hit Dunedin's first homer of the season. A solo jack in the sixth in yesterday's loss for the Blue Jays. And here's the rest of the starting lineup for Dunedin. J.R. Freethy just grounded out. Now Sam Shaw at the plate with Kendry Chirinos, the DH, on deck. And Shaw ropes the first pitch into center for a base hit. A soft line drive in front of Avery Owusu-Asidu as it falls in. And Sam Shaw is now hitting over 500 on the season. 1-for-1 with a hit, 3-for-5 on the year. And the Blue Jays' number 20 prospect is looking pretty good. Now Kendry Chirinos coming up to the plate as we continue through the Dunedin lineup to face Enrique Segura. Brock Tibbetts on deck. Edward Duran is batting fifth, and Tucker Toman will hit 6 for Dunedin as Chirinos whiffs on a fastball, swing and a miss and a high hard one to make it a nothing in one count. After Toman, Manuel Beltre will bat 7th, Juni Munoz hitting 8th, and Jaden Rudd rounding out the Blue Jays' order. 0-1, cut on and missed. Another hard fastball blown by Chirinos from Enrique Segura, who has added some mileage to his fastball. Was sitting around 90-91, now between 92 and 94 in his second full season in the United States. Fastball just missing outside, and it's 1-2. Segura has been in the U.S. since his 2023 season, where he began with the Florida Complex League Phillies and pitched there the entire season. Last year, he threw a no-hitter in May before getting called up to the Threshers a few weeks after that. Fastball misses outside to Chirinos. It's 2-2. A four-pitch mix for Segura. Fastball of the two-seam and four-seam variety. Change-up and a slider. The mixture for the right-hander from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Chirinos takes a timeout at the dish, still facing a 2-2 count. And Enrique Segura left the Complex League Phillies as their best pitcher. He led the Florida Complex League with 31 strikeouts at the time of his call-up to Clearwater. And that call-up happened exactly 1 month after he threw 6 no-hit innings in a Phillies combined no-hitter against the Complex League Tigers on May the 11th. 3-2 count now to Chirinos. Now the pitch, runner goes, swing, and I think he got a piece of it. No, it just bounced out of Tait's glove. So that is going to be strike three. Sam Shaw will take second base on the steal. Chirinos is retired for out number two on the strikeout. And there's two gone here in the inning. First steal of the season for Sam Shaw. And now here's Brock Tibbetts as we set the defense for the Clearwater Threshers. We'll do that after this pitch. Eduardo Tait gives the sign to Segura. He sets, scans the runners, and fires home as he misses outside with a fastball at 95 miles an hour. For Segura, fastest pitch he's thrown so far. Behind Enrique Segura, Cody Shojinaga's over at first. Aaron Escobar back at second. Diego Gonzalez over at short. And Raider Tello manning third for the Threshers. 1-0, and the fastball skips by Tai. He picks it up right off the wall, but the throw's not in time towards third base. It's going to be a wild pitch on Segura. Shaw is on third, and it's a 2-0 count to Brock Tibbetts. The rest of the defense for the Threshers has Joel Dragu in left field and center Avery Owusu-Asidu also making his season debut. And Carter Matheson, the home run hero for Clearwater last night, back in right field. 2-0 to Tibbetts. Breaking ball, missing up and in. Now it's 3-0 from Segura. And the control was really the only problem. He certainly has some good-looking stuff, does Enrique. But had a 7.17 ERA in Clearwater last season. As that is ball four. Fastball missing up to Tibbetts, and it's a four-pitch walk. First free pass issued by Enrique Segura this season.
Catcher, number 12, Edward Duran.
And that'll bring up Edward Duran. Went one for four last night. And was also one of the primary catchers for the Blue Jays in 2024 here in Dunedin. Two outs as the first pitch slider falls in for a strike on Duran. Nothing in one is the count. Tibbetts on first, Shaw on third with two gone here in the bottom of the first inning. And we're still scoreless. The 0-1 outside and low. And that evens the count at 1-1. Segura last season for Clearwater. Had a 2-4 record in 42 and two-thirds innings before he was shut down in August after already having eclipsed 75 innings. Wanted to limit him so they can save the 20-year-old Segura, save his arm for him rising up a little bit higher in the minor league system. Did the same thing with Micah Ottenbright and Mavis Graves after they had eclipsed the 75-inning mark. 1-2. Looked like a curveball, but it's popped up straight behind the shortstop position. Dragu coming in to back up Gonzalez, calls him off and makes the basket catch to finish up the first inning. So the Blue Jays threaten. Got the first hit of the ball game. He makes it all the way to third, but nothing doing. No runs, a hit, no errors, two men left, and it's scoreless after one here at TD Ballpark.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Still scoreless after one here in Dunedin. Carter Matheson leading things off in the top two against Daniel Guerra. Fastball misses up and away to the left-handed hitting Matheson, and that makes it a 1-0 count to start off the second inning. Matheson, Shoji Naga, and Tello to lead things off for the Threshers in the second. Now the 1-0 fastball bounced into the Blue Jays' dugout, and a really nice catch made by, I believe, one of the Blue Jays' coaches. And, yeah, their position coach, Rodrigo Vigil, making the catch in the dugout. 1-1. Matheson holds up the swing. Curveball bounces in and out of the glove of Duran, and it's a 2-1 count to Carter Matheson. Matheson, 22 years old, with a three-run home run, the first of his professional career, and also was the first time he drove in three or more runs in a game for the Threshers. 3-1 now as the fastball misses up and away to Matheson. Played 3 years at the University of Indiana without missing a single game since joining the program in 2022. 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch. High fly ball. Foul and out of play over the Threshers' dugout. And the count goes full to Carter Matheson. Matheson was the first freshman in 10 years to lead Indiana in home runs and had 19, the sixth most in a single season by a Hoosier. Payoff pitch is fouled away once again. Similar location to the last one, flying over the Threshers' dugout into the concourse on the third base side, and we stay full at 3-2. Six most homers in Indiana history for Matheson. He has 42 in his three seasons. Payoff pitch, called strike three, and Carter knew it. Really nice looking breaking ball from Daniel Garrett to get a strikeout looking, and the third K of the day for the Blue Jays starter. That'll bring up Cody Shoji Naga, who, like everyone else in the Threshers lineup yesterday, reached base at least once. He had a single in the eighth inning, ended up coming around to score on the Aaron Escobar 2-RBI single, as the fastball is in for a strike on Shoji Naga to make it nothing and one. Now the pitch. Curveball on the inside edge, and that's a called strike two. Among the Phillies draft class last year, including undrafted free agents, Shoji Naga was one of two Jayhawks that joined the Phillies in 2024 as he wraps this fastball foul down the right field line. Reese Dutton, a pitcher from Kansas, was also signed by the Phillies. He was an undrafted free agent, while Shoji Naga was picked in the sixth round, a utility infielder who can catch and play second and first. The 0-2 roll down the third base line and a base hit into left field. It bounces off the wall, and Freethy picks it up. Shoji Naga rounding first. He'll stand up at second with a one-out double, and the Clearwater Threshers get their first hit of the day, a two-strike, two-bagger to Cody Shoji Naga. That is the eighth game in which Shoji Naga has played and recorded a hit. And Shoji now has hits in each of his first two games. Now Raider Tello coming up to the plate for the Threshers. He hit a couple of booming home runs in batting practice earlier today. Now he's got a man on second with one out here in the top second. First pitch to Tello is up and in, and that misses to make it a 1-0 count. Tello, another nice-looking signing in the Phillies' undrafted class. Played 14 games for the Threshers last season, scored 9 runs, and drove in 7 more with an OPS of 639. 1-0 the pitch, misses outside, and it's 2-0. Each of the last two seasons, the Phillies have picked up an undrafted free agent from the University of Iowa, and both of them kind of surprised me that they weren't drafted, Keaton Anthony being one of them, who was the starting first baseman for the first half champion Threshers at the beginning of the season, now in Double-A. 2-0 to Tello, line drive, picked up on a hop by Shaw. He spins and fires over to first base, and the first baseman came off the bag. Looked like it was a clean cut 4-3, but that could be a costly error from Sam Shaw, who's looked so good at the plate this week. And now Dunedin has picked up their second error of the day, and that is going to go on Shaw. That moves Cody Shojinaga to third base on the error. Tello safe on first. So now there's runners on the corners with one out. Diego Gonzalez now up to the plate for the Threshers, a guy who played all around the Phillies minor leagues in 2024. He skims the first one foul. Nothing in one is the count. Gonzalez, last season, began the year in the Florida Complex League. But he also got called up to Clearwater, where he spent the most of last season, 44 games, in April. The 0-1's popped up, shallow right field. Munoz is there, comes underneath it and makes the catch. Shojinaga fakes the run home and smartly goes back to third. So two away, Threshers unable to advance the run home. And now Avery Owusu-Asidu will come up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. And Owusu-Asidu is one of the guys that, frankly, I was a little bit surprised to see start down here. A college outfielder with great defensive skills, but he hit 192 for the Threshers in 98 games last season, showing off some serious pop with 9 home runs, including a long ball on the very last pitch of the regular season, a walk-off 3-run frozen rope over the left field fence to help the Threshers beat the St. Lucie Mets and finish off the season on a high note. Fastball almost grazes Owusu-Asidu at 94 from Guerra, and it's now a 1-0 count to the Threshers center fielder. Owusu-Asidu, 21 years old, ninth rounder in 2023, and he certainly seems motivated after starting the season in Clearwater. He pits a line drive over to center field, and it's a base hit, and that is going to be the run to score. Coming in from home is Cody Shojinaga, and that run will be earned, I believe, as Avery Owusu-Asidu on the second pitch he sees this season gets an RBI, and the Threshers have a 1-0 lead. Owusu-Asidu also had a spectacular performance, came in as a pinch hitter in the exhibition game against the FCL Phillies back on Tuesday. And two hits from Avery Owusu-Asidu, an RBI double, and a go-ahead two-run bomb. And now Dante Norrie hits a high hopper up the middle to short, scooped up by Beltre, and he tags the second base bag before Owusu-Asidu can slide in safely. So it's a fielder's choice to end the second inning. But the Clearwater Threshers are on the board. Avery Owusu-Asidu driving in a run after a Cody Shojinaga double, as the Threshers get a run on two hits, one error, and two men left on base. It's 1-0 Clearwater heading into the bottom second.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Avery Owusu-Asidu, a two-year Thresher, Got the first ribby of the ball game. Clearwater leads run nothing, and as the fastball settles in for a strike, a three-year Blue Jay starts off the bottom of the second. 0-1, and now Segura rocks and fires, and a slider slammed into left center field for a base hit by Tucker Toman. Avery Owusu-Asidu is there, but Toman has a hit to lead off the frame. Two hits apiece right now, but it's the errors that make the difference, as Dunedin currently has two. And Toman on first. He's got some speed for sure. And now Manuel Beltre at the dish for Dunedin. Breaking ball missing outside to Beltre. It is a 1-0 count. And Manuel Beltre is certainly another player who has been in Dunedin for quite a bit of time. Tucker Toman last season had 12 stolen bases for the Dunedin Blue Jays. In his minor league career, he has had 12 stolen bases. Five last year, and he's been caught twice. 1-1 to Beltre. A slider just missing the outside corner, a bit low, and it's 2-1. Manuel Beltre has played mostly second base last year, with Arjun Namala getting most of the shortstop reps for Dunedin. As Beltre hits it the other way, finds some space in between first and second for another base hit. Back-to-back singles for Dunedin. And Manuel Beltre, who, like Toman, has been with the Blue Jays in Dunedin for the past three seasons, right, amassing over 200 games for the Blue Jays. Beltre and Toman, veterans in this Florida State League season, are on first and second with nobody else. Juni Munoz coming up to the plate in his first game of the season. Another Dunedin Blue Jay holdover from 2024. Two on, nobody out. And Segura has already got of a jam to try and get out of. He takes a spy over at second and fires home, and the slider is well away from the plate. And Tait will pick it up as the second wild pitch of the day negates the possibility of a double play. The conventional way anyway. Wild pitch moves Toman to third, Beltre to second, and it's a 1-0 count to Juni Munoz. Segura settles in with runners in scoring position, and the slider is hit over towards third. Tello looks the runner back to third base, and there is a big first number out in the inning. And a good idea from Tucker Toman not to run. Tello would have had him dead to rights over at home, and it ends up as a simple ground out to third base to retire Juni Munoz. The sacrifice play is on. The Threshers did not shift inwards with a runner on third at the last at bat. Now against the lefty Rudd, Tello is moved on the infield grass. Slider on the inside corner. It's an 0-1 count to Rudd, who has also been with the Dunedin Blue Jays for the past couple of seasons. Rudd on the Great Britain World Baseball Classic team in 2023 has spent parts of each of the last three seasons here in Dunedin. 0-1, way off the plate on the slider, and the count evens at 1-1. Last season, Rudd, who struggled with injuries, played 19 games for the Blue Jays, 24 for High A Vancouver, and 5 rehabbing in the Florida Complex League after spending all of 2023 with the Dunedin Blue Jays. 1-1 to Rudd. Swing and a miss, whiffed at the slider, and now it's 1-2. And if Segura can get a strikeout here after a weak ground out right to third base, exactly where Dunedin didn't want to put that last baseball, that would be huge for Clearwater. It's a one ball, two strike count to Rudd, two on, one out. Segura's got his pitch, 10 on the pitch clock here at TD Ballpark. Now the 1-2, outside on the slider, 2-2. And the fastball has been mostly on point for Enrique Segura. It's been the slider that he's had a little tougher time locating consistently in the early goings of this game. And now the 2-2, This ball's ripped by Rudd down the right field line, and that should plate two. It rolls all the way to the wall before it's picked up by Matheson. Toman scores. Now coming in from second to score is Manuel Beltre, and just like that, Dunedin flips the script and takes the lead. It's a two-run double by Jaden Rudd, his first hit in RBI of the season, and the Blue Jays take the lead. That'll bring up J.R. Freevy, who grounded out to short back in the first inning and does not have one of Dunedin's four hits through the first trip around their lineup. Rudd on second is a very capable runner. And the first pitch misses upstairs to Freevy. It's a 1-0 count. One out in the inning already. Two runs on four hits so far for Dunedin, with three hits and both of those runs here in the second inning. 1-0. Right down the pipe on the fastball, and the count evens at 1-1. That looked like the two-seamer, which is a tiny bit slower, it seems, than Segura's four-seam fastball, which has reached 95 already today. Slider on the outside edge on the lefty Freevy, and it's 2-1. J.R. Freevy got plenty of run in spring training with the Blue Jays, playing in a couple of games over at BayCare Ballpark, where the Threshers play their regular season action. 2-1 tap foul, high hop off the net, and the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Two-two the count, man on second, 2-1 the lead for Dunedin. Segura, set from the stretch, kicking the pitch. Low, and almost got Freevy. Runners stay put, count goes full, three balls, two strikes, the count. So a full count. I don't think Run will try and take third with one out, especially on the powerful arm of Eduardo Taí. Now the payoff pitch. Runner stays put. Freevy whiffs, and that's strike three. Two-seamer from Segura picks up his second strikeout of the afternoon, and that's out number two here in the second. One-run lead for Dunedin, and Sam Shaw, who played a big part in the win last night, in the loss last night, provided a quarter of the Blue Jays offense with a solo home run, his first, of course, and the Blue Jays' first of 2025. He's one for one today, now has Rudd on second, and if he pokes another single, Rudd could come around to score. It's a 1-0 count as the fastball misses low to Sam Shaw. Short leadoff second from Rudd. Gonzalez is there to hold him on. One of the pitch, fastball inside, and it's 2-0. Sam Shaw, ninth rounder in 2023, and a Canadian native from the Lambert Park School in Canada. 2-0 the pitch, fastball just missing inside, and that makes it 3-0 on Shaw as Segura hoping to get out of this inning, but now behind in the count against the Blue Jays' number 20 prospect. 3-0. Get me over fastball. Looked like a little bit was taken off of that by Segura, but it settles over for the strike at 3-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, and that is ball four. Tight was ready on the back pick, but Shaw will head to first base. A walk in each inning so far for Segura. Jaden Rudd stays on second, as it appears the Threshers have some guys starting to loosen up in the bullpen. And that is Gustavo Armas coming out to the mound. First time he has visited the mound, one of two pitching coaches on the pressure staff is Tyler Higgins, has been the primary bullpen coach for Clearwater. And it's Reese Dutton who's going to start some long tosses in the Threshers bullpen after a tough second inning for Enrique Segura. couple times it seemed like he had the better of the Blue Jays, especially after that Freedy strikeout. He had two strikes on Jaden Rudd before the two-run double. But like the Threshers with their timely hitting last night, it has been the Blue Jays coming up big early on here today. And now Dunedin has two runners aboard with two outs as Gustavo Armas, a former Phillies farmhand, heads back into the Clearwater dugout. On second base is Jaden Rudd. On first is Sam Shaw. And that pitch misses outside to Kendry Chirinos to make it a 1-0 count to the Blue Jays' designated hitter. 2-1 the lead for Dunedin. Both the runs coming on the Rudd double earlier in the second. Now the 1-0. Outside again on the fastball, and it's 2-0. Segura looking for that outside corner, but missing ever so slightly with the fastball. And now Chirinos is ahead in the count. 2-0 the pitch. And that's a called strike. Outside corner on the fastball to make it 2-1. That was another really close pitch, but no challenge from Kendry Chirinos. So it's a 2-1 count. 2-on, 2 outs. Now Segura checks the runner at second and fires. Fastball upstairs, but it misses. That makes it 3-1. And the last thing that Segura is going to want to do here is throw another ball. Already a very long inning as Segura up to 45 pitches after a relatively short first frame. Swing and a miss by Chirinos there. Aired out the fastball, and the count fills up at 3-2. With 2 outs here in the second inning, the runners will go. Rudd's on second and Shaw on first. 3-2, runners take off. The fastball in for a called strike 3 on the outside corner. And a huge pitch from Enrique Segura stops the second inning in its tracks. Ben, but not fully breaking for Enrique Segura as he allows 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and leaves 2 stranded on base in the second. Threshers got the first run of the game in the top half. Dunedin responded, and now it's Clearwater's turn. Top third coming up, 2-1 Blue Jays.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers.
The Blue Jays strike back, sending 7 up in the second after Clearwater got the first run across in the inning. And Escobar rams the first pitch he sees deep into left field, and it one hops the left field wall. It's a leadoff double on the first pitch of the third inning off the bat of Aaron Escobar. He's hit second in each of the first 2 games this season. And with one flick of his strong wrists, the Threshers have the tying run on second base. And next up is a player who can change the scoreboard with one swing of his very powerful bat. Eduardo Tait, 5 home runs in a little over a month with the Threshers last season. a combined 11 home runs in 79 minor league games between Clearwater and the Florida Complex League. First pitch to Tyeet. Fastball just catching the outside corner, and it's an 0-1 count. Tyeet got a little bit underneath the 0-2 pitch he saw to end the first inning and ended up flying out to Rudd in center field. He's now got Escobar, who has good speed on second base, and the 0-1 sliced high in the air and foul over the Threshers' dugout. Count is 0-2 now to Tyeet. Last night, Tyeet was 1-for-5, but that one hit, an RBI double in the seventh inning. So certainly a guy with plenty of power, and he may be the best power hitter in the entire Phillies minor league system, in a system that contains guys like Aiden Miller, Jordan Viers, and a number of other strong power hitters that have played for the Threshers. 0-2. Tyeet, a little underneath this one, flares it out to shallow right. Shaw sprinting after it. Can he find it? He can. Makes the grab on the run for out number two. Out number one. That looked for a second like it was going to fall into no man's land and at the very least move Aaron Escobar to third base, but instead Escobar stays on second and Joel Dre Gu is back up the plate for the Threshers. He's 0-for-1 today, but got the first two hits of the Threshers season yesterday along with a walk and a run. First pitch to Dre Gu. Curveball in for a strike outside corner, and the count's nothing and one. Escobar taking a lead off his second, and no one really paying attention to third base right now. Toman playing a step from the outfield against the power-hitting righty in Dre Gu. But back-to-back curveballs keep the bat on his shoulder, and it's nothing a two count to the former Big South Player of the Year and 2024 third-team All-American. Threshers trying to make the most of this leadoff double. 0-2 to Dre Gu. This one lifted high in the air in foul territory. Might be playable for Tibbetts. He's at the wall, and the ball goes over the netting and out of play. So we stay alive here in the third. Back to second goes Escobar. As Dre Gu gets himself set, a new ball is needed for Daniel Guerra as that last one hopefully ended up in the hands of a young fan. Nothing into the count to Dre Gu. Guerra. Sets. Looks over at second. Now the kick and the pitch. Fastball up and away, and it's a 1-2 count. No challenges yet so far. Each team reached pretty close to their maximum in terms of challenges on opening night. But none here in the top of the third. 1-2 to Dre Gu. Holds up the swing, and that is a called strike three. Fastball to the outer corner, and that's strikeout number four for Daniel Guerra, who has stepped up after allowing a leadoff double on the first pitch of the third inning. So two away now for Carter Matheson, who got the go-ahead home run in the opening day win for Clearwater. So let's see what he can do with a man on second and two gone in the top of the third. Matheson, though, 0-for-1 today, and the first pitch to him is popped straight up. Left field side, Freethy towards the foul line. He crosses into foul territory, leans on the tarp, and he makes a great catch to in foul ground to end the inning. First pitch of the third inning looked promising. It was a double for Aaron Escobar, but that's all the Threshers got as the score stays 2-1 in favor of Dunedin as we go to the bottom third.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. it's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Bottom of the third inning, Dunedin in control on their home field, but that was the case for much of yesterday as well. It's currently 2-1 Blue Jays in the bottom of the third inning. But the Threshers took until the seventh inning on opening day to get their first runs of the season, and they got six of them in that seventh inning. Brock Tibbetts takes a called strike, fastball to the outside corner from Segura to start off the third inning on an 0-1 count as the heart of the Blue Jays' order follows Tibbetts. 4-5 and 6, Tibbetts, Duran, and Thoman. 0-1, swing and a miss. Hefty hack of the fastball from Brock, but he can't touch it. Nothing in two. Timeout called by Tibbetts, who was at first base for a couple of tough throws that ended up in errors for Sam Shaw and the pitcher, Daniel Guerra. 0-2 pitch, fastball missing upstairs, and it's 1-2. Tibbetts walked in his first at-bat of the game and was 0-3 with a hit-by-pitch in the eighth in the cleanup spot last night. Now the 1-2. Almost hits him. The slider slips out of the hand of Segura, who will get a new baseball from home plate umpire Dakota Kilgore. Jacob Ashworth is the bases ump tonight. He is currently tiptoeing the infield dirt to the foul side of the first base bag. Now the 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Nasty slider from Segura, and he's got strikeouts in three of the last four at-bats, with Segura now fanning a total of four on the day. So one gone for Edward Duran, who was 1-for-4 yesterday, but 0-for-1 today as he flied out to left. Duran singled and scored in the fourth inning. Brought home the first run of the game when he scored on Manuel Beltre's RBI single. And here he takes the fastball for a called strike. The bullpen has calmed down for the Threshers. Reese Dutton was getting loose in the second. And now the 0-1 from Segura is called a strike. Slider on the outside corner, nothing in two. So Dutton no longer warming up for Clearwater. He is a player that I expect to see in both the starting rotation and the bullpen this season. Fastball missing outside. Now the count 1-2 to Edward Duran. Segura has been able to get to 0-2 easily, but not getting the chase on a chase pitch he throws to try and be strike three. There was a slider that Duran didn't swing at either, and it's 2-2. So Duran works the count back even on Segura, who kicks and deals. 2-2, called strike three, but it's instantly challenged by Edward Duran. Fastball to the outer half of the plate. Segura and Taib think they got the corner, and we will see what Dakota Kilgore and the ABS crew have to say about this pitch challenge as they get it ready on the video board.
The pitch was called a strike. The batter is challenging.
And the pitch ends up as a ball. Missed a couple inches to overturn the call at 3-2. Two challenges left for Dunedin. And a full count with one gone in the bottom third for Edward Duran. Payoff pitch popped up high in the air, first base side, and foul as both Tait and Shoji Naga made runs toward the Blue Jays' dugout to try and make the grab. So the count will stay full for Edward Duran. And it is still 3-2. Bases empty, one gone. 2-1 lead for Dunedin here in the bottom of the third inning. Payoff pitch from Segura. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Back-to-back punchies from Enrique Segura. This time it's a slider that settles in the glove of Taiji for the second out. And now Tucker Thoman coming up to the plate for the Blue Jays with two gone. Thoman singled and scored the first of two runs that came across on the Jaden Rudd RBI double. Two outs, and the first pitch fouled off of his leg. Thoman will stay at the plate with an 0-1 count. Thoman 1-for-1 today. Last night he was 1-for-4, and his past two seasons he has played 194 games with the Dunedin Blue Jays with 9 home runs and 80 RBIs. This time Thoman gets hit by a pitch. A wayward slider just went a little bit too far inside on Thoman, and the hit-by-pitch spoils the perfect inning and extends this bottom three.
Manuel Beltre.
So, two gone. And that'll bring up Manuel Beltre, who scored on Rudd's RBI double after a single in the first as well. And the first pitch, a fastball that thumps the glove for a called strike on Beltre, nothing and one. And Beltre, 2-for-4 last night, 1-for-1 today, with a run and an RBI on his ledger already. 0-1, taken the other way, Shoji Naga is there, chests it down, and tags the bag for out number three. And Shoji Naga playing catcher-style defense over at first, dropping to a knee to smother that low rolling ground ball, and the Blue Jays are out of the fourth without a run coming across. No runs, a hit, no errors, one man left. We head to the fourth. Threshers trail 2-1.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Baycare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd, and your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at Baycare Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Top of the fourth inning here in Dunedin. Daniel Guerra remains out for the Blue Jays after three solid innings with just one run allowed. Cody Shoji Naga, Raider Tello, Diego Gonzalez to start off the fourth with Threshers down by a run. First pitch to Shoji Naga, check swing. Ball ran up inside and the fastball was knocked foul. So it's no one count to Shoji Naga, who went to two strikes in the second inning but still roped himself a double down the third baseline. And this one lifted high in the air but well foul, 0-2. 3 innings so far for Guerra. He has thrown 50 pitches. 35 of them have crossed the plate for strikes. So an efficient outing so far for Daniel Guerra. The 0-2, well outside on the fastball, and the count evens at 1-2. Guerra from La Guaira in the Dominican Republic, 21 years old, 6'6", and signed as an international free agent by the Jays in 2022. Now the 1-2, fastball tipped foul off the end of Cody's bat. Guerra One ball, two strikes, the count. Shoji Naga off to a nice start through two games this season. As the 1-2 upstairs, 2-2. Works the count back even, does Shoji. With a righty starting to warm up in Clearwater's bullpen. It was Reese Dutton last time. Could be him now. It's tough to see from this far away. 2-2 to Shoji Naga outside. Might have even bounced off the dirt. Looks like it did as Duran gets a new baseball for his starter in Guerra. Couple threshers up and loosening out in the bullpen. I'll update you as we can. 3-2. This one lifted high in the air out to right field. Munoz calls off Rudd. Tracking in for the ball. Makes the catch in right. And that's the first out of the fourth inning. So Shoji Naga now goes to 1-for-2 as the thresher is still trailing by a run.
Third baseman, number 4, Raider Tello.
And there's one out. Raider Tello coming up to the plate for the Threshers. Reached on an error in the second inning. Second year in a row that Clearwater has had an Iowa Hawkeye in the lineup. Tello lines it to right. Base hit as it drops under the glove of Munoz. Tello sprinting towards second. It's picked up, pulled the second baseman off the bag, and avoiding the tag is Raider Tello. It's a one-out double for the former Iowa Hawkeye. Juni Munoz was very close to making an impressive diving catch. He was playing pretty far back out in right field, but Tello goes the opposite way and beats out the throw and then puts up the shark's fin on his helmet towards the Threshers' dugout. Fourth hit of the day for Clearwater. Three of them have been doubles, but they trail by one. Oh, first pitch to Gonzalez. This one's hit well out to left field. Freedy going back, feeling for the wall. He makes the catch on the track for out number 2. Tello tags, slides in feet first and safely for out number 2. But Gonzalez just got almost enough of that one.
Now batting number 25.
Instead, it's two outs. Now Avery Owusu-Asiru coming up to the plate for the Threshers. Single and a ribby back in the second inning in his first start with the Threshers of the season. Tying run on third, that's Tello. And the pitch to Owusu-Asiru is an inside curveball, 1-0 the count. To Avery. Fastball fouled backwards, and it's 1-1. Still Reese Dutton in the bullpen for the Threshers. It appears that he will be the next hurler for Clearwater, whether that is in the bottom fourth or bottom fifth. 1-1 to Owusu-Asiru. This one hit high in the air, but foul down the right field line, 1-2. Owusu-Asiru moved over three different countries before signing with Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville for his college baseball career. Born in England, lived in Canada until he was 6, but spent most of his childhood in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Now the 1-2. Upstairs, 2-2. Owusu-Asiru, 9 homers, 27 RBIs, and 17 steals for the Threshers last year. And he finished in the top 10 in multiple categories for Southern Illinois Edwardsville in his short career there. 2-2 the pitch, bounces in the dirt, but stays in front of Duran. Great job to keep that forward. Looks like it got him in the right shoulder and narrowly missed his chest protector. So the home plate umpire, Dakota Kilgore, is going to walk a new ball onto the mound. 3 balls, 2 strikes the count, and the biggest pitch so of the day so far is ready from Daniel Garrett. Tello's on third. Threshers trail by 1. 2 gone here in the top of the fourth inning. A single would tie it up. And Owusu-Asiru has already driven in a run with 2 outs so far today. We'll see if he can do it again. Payoff pitch coming from Guerra. High hopper over to short, but Owusu-Asiru's got wheels. Beltre scoops it up, throws on the run to first, and barely gets Owusu Asedu by a toenail. Keeps the run off the board as Beltre makes a great play at short. So once again, the Threshers get a double early in the inning, but the runner is stranded on third base. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man left, and Reese Dutton will come in to pitch the bottom of the fourth for the Clearwater Threshers.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
First reliever of the day is in for the Threshers. Four hits, two runs, two walks, five strikeouts in three innings for Segura. He's in line for the loss as Reese Dutton's first pitch is fouled off to the third base side by Juni Munoz. Segura wasn't pitching that badly. Just the Blue Jays were finding where his pitches were going. They had kind of gotten hip to his pitch sequencing and were able to put a lot of contact on balls, whether it was fair or foul. And Segura, 33 strikes and 63 pitches in his first start of the season. Not bad for the 20-year-old Dominican right-hander. It's a 1-1 count as home plate umpire Dakota Kilgore takes some time. Appears that he's addressing the Blue Jays dugout. As I try to figure out why. So the home plate umpire having a quick chat with Dunedin's dugout, stalling some time here at TD Ballpark. So we're going to take a look around the scoreboard, starting with the Phillies system. The Phillies unfortunately lost to the LA Dodgers. Won each team with a win in the first two games of the series. This one a 3-1 affair, but the Phillies have proven they can contend with the defending champs. So new rosin bag gets out there for Dutton as we go through the rest of the Phillies system, with Hudson Valley currently leading the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 3-2 in the bottom third. And the first pitch after the break misses to Munoz. Two balls, one strike, the count. Jersey Shore down by a run. Redding down by five. Daniel Harper just entered in the top of the eighth inning with the Portland Sea Dogs leading Redding 7-2 as Munoz rips the sinker foul to make it a 2-2 count. And one final in the Phillies system. In AAA, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs earned their fourth consecutive win over the Rochester Red Wings, in large part thanks to Mick Abel. As Munoz fouls a slider off the netting, count stays at 2-2. Abel's had six shutout innings in the start, earned his first win of the season, struck out seven as the Phillies took down the Nationals' AAA affiliate. So it's a 2-2 count now to Juni Munoz, and he whiffs at the slider in the dirt. Great job by Dutton getting the chase, and the strikeout ends with a throw to first as the pitch was that low. So Dutton center gets the chase for his first K in the first batter that he has faced this year. The 23-year-old undrafted free agent out of the University of Kansas had a really solid start to his Threshers career. Took the loss, but allowed an unearned run in the first game of the postseason against Lakeland. Did strike out four in that one. As the breaking ball misses to Jaden Rudd, it's a 1-0 count to the Blue Jays center fielder. Dutton, though, in two games in the regular season, tossed six shutout innings, allowed just two hits, and struck out two. A sinker baller sends a breaking ball to the outside corner. Count evens at 1-1. And it looks like that's going to be challenged by Jaden Rudd as Dakota Kilgore appears to be taking out the mic.
The pitch was called a ball. The catcher is challenging.
Pitch was called a ball. Looks for the strike, and Tait got it. So the Threshers initiated that challenge over returning the call. And Eduardo Tait with the first correct challenge of the night for the Threshers. He's got a sinker baller, Dutton, sinker slider, and a changeup. So a guy that can get the strikeout, but he's looking for contact, and no one close to contact there. Rudd with an ugly swing on that breaking ball for the second strikeout in a row. So Reese Dutton has looked dominant so far. Back-to-back punch-outs. Getting some bad chases from the Blue Jays. This one on three straight pitches, thanks to the challenge. First pitch to J.R. Freethy is in for a strike. 0-1 the count. Freethy 0 for 2 today. Went down swinging against Segura in the second after first inning ground out. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Diving changeup, and it's nothing and two. Significant drop on that change from Dutton. As he might not throw the hardest, but he's crafty. The big righty deals. 0-2 just misses. 1-2. Dutton was a starter at Kansas in his final season. 85 innings, went 7-5 with an ERA of 3.78. And the 1-2 pitch is rolled into right field for a base hit by J.R. Freethy. Bounced on the edge of the infield dirt in between first and second. And Freethy has his first hit of the day, second of the season, as he doubled and scored a run in the seventh inning last night. So Freethy is aboard with the fifth hit of the game by Dunedin. And now Sam Shaw trying to extend this inning. Shaw walked and singled in his prior two at-bats. Freethy inches off of first base, taking a pretty sizable lead with Shoji Naga there to hold him on. First pitch, breaking ball in for a strike. And the slider makes it nothing and one. Shaw singled, stole a base in the first, walked in the second, but did not get past first. And we'll see if Freethy's ready to go. It's a pickoff attempt that Dutton's former college teammate, Cody Shoji Naga, I'm so sorry, is able to get, but not before Freethy makes it back to first. Freethy, four stolen bases last season in his first year, 20 games with Dunedin, and that one kicks away from Tait. He loses it 4-2. Freethy will stay at the second base bag after a wide turn. That's Dutton's first wild pitch, third of the game for the Threshers. So Freethy on second with two outs, and that makes the potential of a hit from Sam Shaw that much more dangerous. So it's a 1-1 count. Man in scoring position for the Blue Jays. They already lead it 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning, but the Threshers have had their chances in the game today. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack at the sinker, but Shaw just did not know what kind of pitch that was. A beauty from Dutton, and now it's 1-2. Quick timeout for Shaw. 20th-ranked prospect after the Blue Jays selected the 20-year-old at Lambrick Park in high school in 2023. 1-2 the pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Pitch goes back to the backstop. Tait has to fire it into first base, and Cody Shoji Naga makes the catch just before Shaw runs into the baseball. So, technically, Dutton struck out the side. He did allow a hit, But three strikeouts for Reese Dutton keeps it 2-1 with the Blue Jays on top heading into the fifth.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
A new pitcher coming in for the Dunedin Blue Jays, Gilberto Batista, played five starts in eight appearances in the Complex League Red Sox last year. Gets Norrie to ground to second base, but Shaw boots it. Rolled right under Shaw's glove, slowed enough to keep it in the infield, and the speed of Dante Norrie helped him kind of force that error from Shaw. You got to pick up and go quickly, even from second base with a guy like Norrie motoring down the base pass. And for the second time today, Dante Norrie has reached on an error. He is 0-for-3, but has reached twice on two different errors by two different Blue Jays. First pitch to Aaron Escobar is a curveball called strike, and Escobar 1-for-2 with a double back in the third inning. He represents the go-ahead run now with Norrie, the tying run over at first. That would be unearned if he does come around. First pitch in for a strike, 0-2. Another breaking ball from Batista, who was acquired from the Red Sox by the Blue Jays in 2024, a deadline deal that sent Danny Jansen to Boston in exchange for Batista, Cutter Coffey, and Edinson Paulino. Curveball misses upstairs to Escobar. 1-2 is the count. And Paulino getting the start with Dunedin as the first man out of the bullpen after Daniel Guerra. 1-2, fouls this one straight back, and it stays at 1-2, and I'm getting a little bit nervous sitting behind home plate. A couple of foul balls have gone right over my head here in the broadcast booth. So it's a 1-2 count to our own Escobar. Tying run on first base is Norrie, and it's a pickoff attempt. Norrie sliding back into first safely. No stolen bases for Norrie, but he was 4-for-6 in the last month or so this season after he joined the Threshers in 2024. 1-2 count to Aaron Escobar. Three RBIs already lead the team. The pitch, whale out in front of the breaking ball, swing and a miss, and that's strike three. So a strikeout for Gilberto Batista, and that will bring up Eduardo Tait, who is now the go-ahead run. The line finish for Daniel Guerra. He can't get the victory, but he played a good part in building this lead that Dunedin currently has, 2-1 over Clearwater in the top of the fifth inning. Big lead at first for Norrie as Batista deals. Norrie goes. Pitch misses up and in. High throw, and Norrie slides in safely for his first stolen base of the season. The speed of Dante Norrie on a very good throw from Edward Duran. The speed is too much, and Norrie escapes with his first stolen base of the season. Now the Threshers have the tying run in scoring position and a hitter-friendly 1-0 count on Eduardo Tait. For Dan Guerra, though, Four hits and four innings of work, an unearned run, four strikeouts without walking a batter. Hard line drive, foul. Almost rips the feet off of Desmond Jennings, the Threshers' first base coach in today's contest, and the assistant hitting coach as well, Marty Malloy, the manager, in his typical spot coaching third base. 1-1 to Tyee. Here's the pitch. Chopped foul, and it's 1-2 as that bouncer ricochets off the railing of the Dunedin dugout. So it's a 1-2 count. Tyee taking a quick timeout. As the bullpen is active again for Clearwater. Still pretty silent for Dunedin with Batista coming out here. He looks over in second. A second glance. Now the 1-2 to Tyee. High hopper down to second base. Shaw charging. Scoops it up. Underhand flips to first. Two away. But Dante Norrie escapes to third on the 4-3 ground out. So a rare hopper from Eduardo Tyee, and now Joel Dragoo will try and move the runner home from third base. And the last two innings, the Threshers have had a runner in scoring position after a double and were unable to get the man home. Hopefully third time is a charm with Norrie on third base here and Dragoo at the dish. Upstairs fastball misses, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' left fielder. They currently trail 2-1, but the tying run Dante Norrie currently stands about 90 feet from home plate. 1-0, curveball upstairs. Dragoo shrugs it away, 2-0. He's 0 for 2 today, two punch outs, but last night, Dragoo got the first two hits of the Threshers season. Two on the pitch. Inside on the breaking ball. Now it's 3-0. And Batista having trouble keeping in front of Dragoo. Certainly a feared hitter. As he went 2-for-4 last night and hit almost 400 last season in the last month with the Threshers. 3-0 the pitch. Get me over. Breaking ball does the trick. 3-1. And a swing and a miss by Dragoo on another breaker. That fills up the count at 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. Here it comes, and that's a called strike 3. And once again, the Threshers leave a runner stranded in scoring position. So backward K ends the frame. Threshers get a runner on third without a hit. One error, the Blue Jays with three errors, but they lead it 2-1 at the halfway point of Game 2 of the 2025 season.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
For the first time for a Phillies affiliate, Gabriel Barbosa takes the mound. A 2-1 lead for the Blue Jays against the former Tampa Tarpon. Kendry Chirinos takes the first pitch from Barbosa for ball number one. 3-4-5 in Barbosa's Threshers debut. 1-0 the pitch. Upstairs, but just landing in for a strike, 1-1. Barbosa, a Rule 5 draft pick in the minor league phase from New York. As the 1-1, the strike is challenged, and it shows that it was a ball. So instead of 1-1 to Chirinos, it's 2-1. So three challenges combined. Each team has gotten them all right as Barbosa sets back up against the righty Chirinos. 2-0 the count. Barbosa rocks and deals. Taken the other way, foul, 2-1. Barbosa has been picked in the Rule 5 draft in each of the last two seasons. He was a Rocky initially, where he signed in 2018, though in now his sixth minor league season, he has not gotten higher than single A. 2-1, swing and a miss. Hefty hack by Chirinos, but he couldn't reach that sweeper from Barbosa, who throws six pitches, four-seam sinker, change, curve, cutter, and a sweeper. Last season, he started 20, pitched in 24 games for the Tampa Tarpons. 2-2, outside and low as the sweeper misses to fill up the count. For the Tarpons, Barbosa had a 5.09 ERA with a 5-9 record and a batting average against of .252 in over 100 innings. 3-2 the count. Now the kick and the pitch on the payoff. High, hopper over toward short. Gonzalez picks it up on one, throws it a first in time, and that is the first out of the fifth inning. And Gonzalez really made waves with the Threshers last season as a solid contact hitter and an exceptional fielder. Showed the ability to play short and third for the Threshers, and he's expected to switch between those two spots this season. Brady Day, Raider Tello taking some shortstop shifts. And Day and Tello at third, Gonzalez and Beltran at short in the first two nights of the season. 0 on the count to Brock Tibbetts, who's 0 for 1 today. Struck out swinging in the third and walked in the first. 0-1 to Tibbetts. Breaking ball outside. Did he go? He did not, says Jacob Ashworth. 1-1 the count to Brock. Barbosa has had four starts against the Threshers last season. Pitched more than any other Tarpon against Clearwater in 2024. Curveball in for a strike, and it's a 1-2 count now to Brock Tibbetts. So Barbosa, a first-round pick in the 2023 Rule 5 draft by the Yankees, then a fifth-round pick in the 2024 Rule 5 draft by the Phillies. 1-2. Curveball on the inside corner for a called strike three. Backwards K to Tibbetts. He has now struck out once each way, and there's two down for Edward Durant. Barbosa had 128 strikeouts in 120 innings last year. So that is strikeout number 129 in Barbosa's Florida State League career. Two down for Edward Durant, who is 0 for 2 today. Flied out to left and struck out in the third. First pitch is a fastball low. Had some sinking action on it. And it's a 1-0 count to Edward Durant. Barbosa, 23 years old, and one of the few major league prospects from Brazil. 1-0 the pitch. Popped up high and foul. It's 1-1. Speaks English, Spanish, Portuguese. Just a smart baseball mind. Now in his sixth season at just 23 years old. He was signed by the Rockies as a teenager in 2018. 1-1. Curveball drops just below the zone. 2-1 the count. 18 of Barbosa's 128 strikeouts for Tampa last year came against the Threshers. Now he's trying to strike out another one for the Threshers. And a curveball at the knees of Durant called strike two, and Barbosa is one strike away from ending this fifth inning in order. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Kick of the pitch from Barbosa. Curveball again. Three straight benders in a row. This one misses, and the count goes full. Nobody on, two outs. Threshers trail 2-1, also trailing 5-4 in the hit department here in Dunedin against the Blue Jays. Full count to Durant. Barbosa with a payoff. High fly ball out to shallow right. Escobar goes back, but it's Matheson who's there. Drifting to his left, he makes the catch and ends a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Good communication from the Threshers defense and a solid Phillies debut for Gabriel Barbosa. He sets the Blue Jays down in order and sends us to the sixth, where the Threshers trail Dunedin 2-1.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Gilberto Batista remains in the game for Dunedin. And he starts off with Carter Matheson, with the Blue Jays cling to a one-run lead in the sixth. Swing and a miss by Carter, and the breaking ball gets by him to make it an 0-1 count. Matheson was 0 for his first two last night before the go-ahead three-run homer in the seventh. That was the first long ball of his professional career after hitting a sixth-best mark for the University of Indiana with 42 in three seasons as a Hoosier. Swing and a miss again on a cut fastball. Now it's 1-2 to Carter Matheson. Struck out and flied out in his prior two ABs. Carter starting in right for each of the first two games, and he swings at three pitches here for the strikeout. Third strikeout for Gilberto Batista, who spent much of that fifth inning in a jam. But the Threshers, after getting timely hitting last night, unable to equal the Blue Jays' mark since they scored the two runs in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch in for a strike on Cody Shoji Naga, who is 1-for-2 today. Got the first hit of the day for Clearwater with a double in the second and scored a run. He holds up on the breaking ball, which claps the outside corner. Nothing and two is the count. O-2 to Shoji Naga as he takes a timeout with Raider Tello waiting in the wings on deck. The pitch, high fly ball and foul down the right field line. That'll go to the words the concourse for a souvenir. We stayed 0-2. Ten seconds on the pitch clock as Batista sets up in the stretch. The kick of the pitch. This one ripped out to right field. Back goes Munoz, and it's off the wall. One hopper off the right field wall for Cody Shoji Naga, who just belted his second double of the day. A roller down the left field line in the second, and now an opposite field two-bagger here in the sixth to bring the tying run in scoring position for the fourth straight frame. Threshers stranded Norrie on third base in the fifth. Tello, who is now up to the plate, on third base in the fourth. And they stranded Aaron Escobar on second after his leadoff double in the third. So chances for the Threshers to equalize that they have not done just yet. They took the first lead, though, in the top second with that Owusu-Asidu RBI single. Fastball misses to Tello, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' third baseman with Cody Shoji Naga taking a short lead off of second. Shaw's there to hold him on, but Batista seems mostly focused on the batter. Two on the pitch clock, and the clock has run out, but he was given a new set as he had stepped off a little bit earlier. Tello swings and wraps a breaking ball foul off the end of his bat. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike, the count to Tello, who is 1-for-2 today. He's technically reached base twice, though he got to first on an error in the second inning. Doubled in his last at-bat as he takes the curveball upstairs to make it 2-1. 2-1 is the score. Dunedin leads each team with 5 hits. The Blue Jays, though, with 3 errors. And that one run the Threshers have unearned on Dan Guerra. Fastball zips outside, and it's 3-1 to Tello as that one missed just a bit wide of the zone. Three balls, one strike, one out. Tying run on second here in the top six. The kick and the pitch slammed backwards as Tello sends that into the netting to fill up the count at 3-2. Full count to Tello, one gone in the sixth. Payoff coming from Gilberto Batista. Curveball tipped into the glove, and that's strike 3. Two strikeouts in the inning for Gilberto Batista. And once again, the Threshers, two outs and a man in scoring position as Clearwater hopes to bring him home. Shoji Naga remains on second. It's Diego Gonzalez at the bat for the Threshers, still looking for his first hit of the season. First pitch to Diego, misses upstairs on the breaking ball. It's a 1-0 count. Two flyouts so far for Gonzalez, who just saw his fourth pitch of the day, swinging on a 1-0-1 in the second and on the first pitch in the fourth. There he swings and misses at the breaking ball, evening the count at 1-1. Bullpens look pretty quiet, with almost everyone sitting down in both the left and right field bullpens of the Threshers and Blue Jays, respectively. 1-1. Gonzalez avoids the breaking ball, missing just outside, and it's 2-1. 44 games for the Clearwater Threshers last season earned him a call up to Jersey Shore and Lehigh Valley for a cup of coffee, but he spent most of the season here in Clearwater, did Gonzalez. Now the 2-1. Fastball to the outside corner. It's 2-2. And if that wasn't enough movement for Diego during the season, the Phillies send a contingent of their top prospects to Adelaide to play with the Giants in the Australian Baseball League season, every American winter and Australian summer. Trent Farquhar was one of the infielders selected, a Thresher and teammate of Gonzalez last season. 2-2, swing and a miss, and there is strike 3. Gonzalez strikes out, and to finish the story, Gonzalez replaced Farquhar in the ABL when Trent went down to injury. So 3 strikeouts in the 6-4 Batista, and another double by Cody Shoji Naga. Once again, the Threshers leave a man stranded in scoring position as we keep it a 2-1 scoreline heading to the bottom of the sixth.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at BayCare Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Tucker Thoman leading off the sixth against Gabriel Barbosa. 2-1 the lead for Dunedin. Here's Barbosa with a first pitch fastball that misses outside. 1-0 the count. Thoman has reached twice in his two appearances today. Single to run in the second. He was plunked in the third, but did not move past first. So he's 1-for-1 today. Now the 1-0. Fouled off his own leg. Might have knocked off Tait as well, but definitely hit the right calf of Tucker Thoman. And the count evens at 1-1. 2-1 the lead for Dunedin. 5 hits apiece. Blue Jays leading the way with 3 errors. But still with a 1-run lead. Bottom of the 6th inning is Barbosa winds, kicks, and deals. Tap foul again as Thoman knocks it softly off of his own leg. 1-2. Now the count to the former compensatory second-round pick for the Blue Jays in 2022. Thoman will be followed by Manuel Beltre and Juni Munoz, both teammates of his here in Dunedin over the last two seasons, with Beltre playing here in 23 and 24, and Munoz joining Dunedin for the first time last year. So it's a 1-2 count for Barbosa, who rocks and deals to Thoman. Curveball taken the other way, and a base hit by Tucker into left field. Second hit of the day for Thoman and sixth, but it goes past Dre Gouin left. Should be a single and an E7 as Thoman ends up on second base as Dre Gouin overruns the ground ball as it had started rolling soon after a short hop out in straightaway left field. So Thoman is on second. We will see if an error is going to be given to Dre Gouin or if that's just going to be the first double of the year for Tucker Thoman. And it is an E7 that moves Thoman to second base. First error of the day and season for the Clearwater Threshers belongs to Joel Dre Gouin. So man on second with nobody out. Beltre can't hit the breaking ball. Swings and misses to make it 0-1. Thoman's got speed. I'd be surprised if he tried to take third. The way Tait's arm has improved over the course of the offseason to an already strong arm. Can't imagine too many guys will run on him. Slow roller towards third, and the Threshers are going to try and let that go foul. It does not. The ball stays parallel to the third base line. Thoman moves to third, and Beltre has his second hit of the day, an infield single. So the two Blue Jays in their third year in Dunedin get a couple of hits. And now the Threshers are in some trouble here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runners on the corners with nobody out. And Juni Munoz coming up to the plate, though Munoz 0-for-2 on the day, went down on a drop third strike in his last at-bat. First pitch, fastball just missing the inside corner, but it's challenged by Eduardo Tait. He's already gotten one challenge right today, and if he gets this one wrong, the Threshers will only have one more.
The pitch was called a ball. The catcher is challenging.
See the results of the challenge on the video board, and just barely. That ball misses the strike zone.
Clearwater has one challenge remaining.
Missed by half an inch, according to the ABS software on the TD Ballpark video board. And the count remains 1-0 to Junie Munoz. Threshers infield about halfway in, but she'll still shifted for two up the middle with Escobar shaded towards second against the righty Munoz. Another breaking ball, another ball. This one missing by a bit more obvious of a margin, but still inside and close to make it a 2-0 count. Two-0 to Munoz. Fastball low, and it's 3-0. Looked like that one had some sinking action to it. So the sinker from Barbosa misses, and now he's in danger of walking the bases loaded. And as a quick response, Threshers get righty up and warming in their bullpen. Looks like Saul Terran in his third year with the team. Get me over fastball. Ends up as a breaking ball and on the inside corner. So it's a 3-1 count to Junie Munoz. Now the pitch. Curveball upstairs and the bases are loaded. A walk, an error, and a single. And then another single for the Blue Jays on the first three batters of the sixth inning. Bullpen action is intensifying, but neither Gustavo Armas nor Marty Malloy have started to make the move out of the Threshers' dugout. And that'll bring up Jaden Rudd to the plate, a British international with a chance to break open this lead for the Blue Jays. Munoz, Beltre, and Toman from first to third. Righty-lefty battle as Rudd whiffs on the curveball to make it an 0-1 count. Another third-year Blue Jay, though injuries, I think, were one of the reasons that he stayed down as he missed the majority of last season, despite getting time in single, high A, and triple A for the Blue Jays system. 0-1, curveball to the outside corner. Great pitch by Barbosa, fools Rudd, and he'll take a timeout on an 0-2 count. And any out, by any means, is going to be important here for Gabriel Barbosa. So it's an 0-2 count. Right on left matchup as Barbosa sets from the stretch. Six on the pitch clock as he fires home, and Rudd just gets a piece of it and slaps it out to the foul side of left field. We stay 0-2. Still an 0-2 count to Jaden Rudd. Bases chocked full of Blue Jays. Nobody out here in the sixth, and time is called on a pitch clock violation on Gabriel Barbosa. So that's an automatic ball one. First time we've seen an automatic ball or strike in this series to start the season. So 1-2 now is the count. And the pitch, low, great job blocked by Tyeet as the curveball almost gets behind Eduardo, and it's a 2-2 count. So it's a 2-2 to Rudd, who works it with the help of ABS and the pitch clock, 2-2-2 count. Now the 2-2, low again, and it's 3-2. Marty Malloy and I believe Gustavo Armas both standing towards the top step of the Threshers' dugout as Barbosa has gone from 0-2 to 3-2 with the bases loaded. Still no one out in the sixth, and now here's the payoff. Rudd hits a ground ball fair down the right field line. That's going to score at least one. In comes Toman. Beltre rounding third. He'll score. And the throw comes in from Matheson to second base, not in time. And it's the second two-run double of the night for Jaden Rudd. Blue Jays bring their lead to 4-1. Beltre and Toman score. Munoz to third. And there's still nobody out here in the sixth inning as Jaden Rudd has all four Blue Jays RBIs. Now bring up J.R. Freethy. and bring out Gustavo Ormas, as the Threshers still have a righty warming up in their bullpen. So as the mound visit commences, we'll take a spin around the Florida State League and get some scores here on the second day of single-A action. One final, a 10th inning affair in Tampa, and despite being pushed out of their regular part of Steinbrenner Field due to the Rays taking over this year, the Tampa Tarpons have taken their opening series 2-0 so far against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who were the West Division's representative in the Florida State League Championship Series back in 2024. 7-6 the final score as the Tarpons pick up their second win in a row. In Daytona, through five innings full, the Tortugas are in the lead looking for their first win against the Bradenton Marauders. And one of the top prospects in the Pirate system, Connor Griffin. On the East Coast, 6-5 lead for St. Lucie as they host Jupiter in Port St. Lucie. The Mets up by one in the top of the sixth inning. And in West Palm Beach, the defending champions down 6-2 against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch to Freethy is in for a strike as the mound visit has ended. Nothing and one is the count. Still with two runners in scoring position and nobody out. Oh-1. Popped up. Very shallow in left field. It could be challenging. Gonzalez is there. He makes the grab. Tello, Andre Goo were there to back him up. And a much-needed first down here in the sixth for the Threshers. One gone for Sam Shaw, who has two errors in the field, but he is 1-for-2 on the day with a single, steal, and a walk. Infield all the way in with two outs as everyone touching the infield grass. This one coming in. Escobar quickly whips it home. Tait gets the tag on the base runner and snuffs out the runner at home. What a play by your own Escobar. He had one quick motion that he needed to try and get the runner at home, which was not guaranteed by any run. But 4-2 on the throwout, a great defensive play, gets Juni Munoz at home plate for the second out. So Jaden Rudd is now at third. Sam Shaw on first on your everyday 4-2 fielder's choice. Seems like the Threshers are going to let Barbosa finish out this inning as he got two quick outs in that one. Swing and a miss by Kendry Chirinos. And it's 0-1. He's the DH, but Chirinos has not recorded a hit today. Two Ks and a ground out in his prior three at-bats. Threshers playing the right-handed hitting Chirinos straight up with two gone and runners on the corners. The 0-1 curveball is lifted high in the air and foul as Tait abandons his run, and that one ricochets off the roof of the left field concourse, nothing in two to Kendry Chirinos. So it's nothing in two to Chirinos. Two gone with two runs already across here in the sixth. Barbosa deals. Pop foul again. This one goes straight behind home plate as Sam Shaw was headed towards second. Looked like a bit of a late jump, but a steal in progress before the foul out. So now it's still 0-2 to Chirinos. And what could be the last batter that Barbosa faces, I doubt he'll come back out for the seventh. And he might not come back out if Chirinos gets aboard here. We're hoping to avoid that as Barbosa steps off, looking the base runner Shaw back to first base. Shaw already has a stolen base tonight. 0-2 the count. Shaw taking a short lead almost right next to Shoji Naga over at first base. 0-2 to Chirinos. Just got a piece of it. Cued it off the end of his bat and knocked it towards the Blue Jays dugout on the first base side. We stay nothing in two. Righty still loosening for the Threshers in the bullpen. Might see Gilberto Batista again in the seventh as no one is up for Dunedin. And still, Saul Tehran warming up. He's likely to come in for the seventh for Clearwater. 0-2, Shaw goes. Chirinos pokes this one in a shallow right, but Matheson has a beat on it. He makes the running grab and just runs the rest of the way into the Threshers' dugout as the sixth inning has come to an end. But Jaden Rudd has struck again for the Blue Jays, his second 2-RBI double of the night. The Blue Jays put two more across, coming on three hits, one error in the inning, and two men left aboard. It's 4-1 Blue Jays as we head to the seventh here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CC Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Jaden Rudd has two RBI doubles, and that is the difference right now for Dunedin as they lead 4-1 over the Clearwater Threshers. Gilberto Batista back out for inning number three, and he gets Owusu Asidu to ground to third base on his first pitch. Throw whipped over from Toman in time, and that is out number one here in the seventh. So Owusu Asidu attacking the first pitch, and that'll bring up the top of the Threshers order with Dante Norrie, whose stat line after a game and change might not look impressive, but he has gotten on base consistently, safely or unsafely. He's 0-3 tonight, fielder's choice and two errors. Fielder's choice was inning ending, but still Norrie is finding his way to the base pass after going 1-3 last night with two walks, a run, and an RBI. And the fastball in the dirt, or just above the dirt, and now the count evens at 1-1. Pitch. Norrie rips one in the gap in right field, and that's a base hit. Munoz cuts it off quickly. And what looked like close to a double off the bat of Norrie ends with a one-out single. And the Phillies' first-round pick in last year's draft has now reached with a hit in each of his first two games in his first full season in minor league ball. Now Marone Escobar comes up to the plate. 1-3 today with a double back in the third. But today the Threshers have had some trouble with runners on base in the later half of this game. The opposite of the way things looked and in yesterday's contest where the Threshers came alive in the seventh inning. Still some time for that, though, and an 0-1 count to Aaron Escobar with a speedy Dante Norrie over on first. 0-1. Curveball up and in, and Escobar ducks backward to even the count at 1-1. And Dante Norrie started as a first baseman when he was younger until he started gaining speed. Then his family figured it was best for him to move to the outfield. Escobar lifts this one into the air, deep in right center field, and that just falls into the glove of Juni Munoz. So two gone, as that looked like it was going to fall in between two outfielders, but Munoz is there.
Now batting catcher Eduardo Tait.
And now Eduardo Tait will come up to the plate. So two away with Norrie still on first. Threshers trail by three. And Tyeet rips this one. Base hit into right field. Still on the ground, so Nori takes a turnaround second. He'll head to third and make it there standing up as Juni Munoz's throw cuts Tyeet off at first, leaving him with a two-out single. But exactly what you'd like to see. From the Threshers, and that brings up the tying run. Joel Dragu, who has had three strikeouts today in the second game of his rehab assignment with Clearwater. Two down for Dragu as this one misses outside and away. One of the count to Joel. Nori on third, Tyeet on first. He did have five steals in the Complex League last year, but I'd be surprised if he tries to take second with two out here. 1-0. Dragu hits a high fly ball, but it goes foul down the right field line. And out of play, count evens at 1-1. 4-1 is the lead for Dunedin. Threshers with seven hits and an error in addition to that run, while the Blue Jays have eight hits and three errors. 1-1 to Dragu. High fly ball deep out to right field. Munoz sprinting towards it, but it goes foul. And it's 1-2. Tyeet was halfway to third base on the two-out foul ball, and it stays a 1-2 count as Tyeet crosses the infield and heads back over to first base. One, two, the count to Dragu. Two gone. And it's a strikeout. I think that's an automatic strike three. And Dragu not happy with the umpire as the inning ends suddenly. So the Threshers trail 4-1. We'll stretch it out in Dunedin.
It's time.
And the Blue Jays lead by three.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long. Strike three!
While Saul Turan was warming up a lot in the Threshers bullpen in the top of the seventh, it's Gabriel Barbosa back out for his third inning of work after the stretch. Breaking ball just misses the outside edge to Brock Tibbetts. Started off with an 0-1 count here in the bottom of the seventh inning. A 1-0 count. Excuse me. There's a strike. Swing and a miss by Tibbetts as the sinker gets by the Blue Jays' first baseman. 4-5-6 to lead off for Dunedin here in the seventh with Duran and Toman to follow up Brock Tibbetts. 1-1 the pitch. Swing and a miss. Another heater whiffed on, and it's 1-2. Righty Tibbetts against the righty Barbosa. Gabriel Rocks, kicks, and deals. Fouled away. That fastball charging inside on Gabriel Barbosa, but he got a piece of wood on it. Otherwise, it might have hit him. Still 1-2 to Brock Tibbetts. It's a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Beautiful bender from Gabriel Barbosa. And Brock Tibbetts had to stretch out to even try and hit that one. Second K of the evening for Barbosa. And the former Tampa Tarpon gets the first out in the seventh. That'll bring up Edward Duran, who, like Tibbetts now, is 0-3 on the day. Duran, two flyouts, sandwiched around a strikeout. Curveball missing inside, and it's a 1-0 count to Edward Duran. Now, Barbosa winds, kicks, and deals. Breaking ball just misses low. Another bender from Barbosa. 2-0 now the count. 4-1 lead for Dunedin with one gone and a set of empty bags here in the seventh as the Threshers have some guys up in their bullpen. 2-0. This one hammered by Duran. High, deep, and foul down the right field line. And the count's 2-1. And we've seen both teams really trying to jump on those 2-0 pitches when they know they're going to get a strike from whoever's on the hill. Curveball settles in on the inside corner. It's called a strike, but challenged by Edward Duran, who has already won a catcher at the plate, won a challenge at the plate and behind the dish. So here's the challenge from Duran, and he was wrong. First time Duran's missed a challenge, and the count goes to 2-2. Each team now with one challenge remaining. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Barbosa deals. Curveball hit on the ground over to second. Para hops to Gonzalez. Calmly scoops it up. Fires to first in time as Shoji Naga makes the grab for out number two. And I really like watching Diego Gonzalez in the field for the Threshers as he is just so smooth and never really looks like he's having difficulty getting to even the harder balls to get to over at that shortstop position. But Gonzalez continues to be an ace in the field in today's game. Two outs for Tucker Toman. Switch hitter batting lefty as the Threshers have only put up right-handers so far this season. Toman started off the ball 1-0. He's reached base all three times he's come to the plate. Two hits, and each time he has scored one of those runs. 1-0. Foul ball down the first baseline, scooped up right in front of the umpire by Shoji Naga, and the count evens at 1-1. So it's a 1-1 count to Tillman, who had one hit last night and already two here today in his third season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Barbosa deals. Swing and a miss, and now it's 1-2. So Toman will be one of the handful of players in the Florida State League who will face Barbosa on two different teams. Barbosa, of course, a Tarpon last year. And here, he is with the Threshers following his second straight year being picked in the Rule 5. 1-2 to Toman. In the dirt, and tight, keeps it in front of him, but the count evens at 2-2. Two gone here in the seventh. Threshers trail by three. And they do have a couple pitchers standing up, but it looks like it's Titan Hayes going over mechanics with a couple other hurlers out in the pen. 2-2 now to Toman. Now Barbosa winds and fires. Curveball, Toman early on, and he pops it up just on the edge of the infield dirt. Gonzalez drifts into left, makes the catch on the pop fly. And that ends the seventh inning. A 1-2-3 seventh for Gabriel Barbosa and the Threshers. We head to the eighth. It's still 4-1 Blue Jays here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Still Gilberto Batista on the hill for Dunedin, facing off against Carter Matheson, Cody Shojinaga, and Raider Tella, with the Threshers down by three in the top eight. First pitch, Matheson takes it the other way, but it's high and foul down the left field line and in the seats. 0-1 to Carter. Matheson hitless in three at-bats today, two Ks and a flyout. But he was the difference maker in last night's win with a go-ahead homer in the seventh. Now it's the eighth as he takes a fastball low and inside to even the count at 1-1. Gilberto Batista has had a nice outing out of the bullpen. Six strikeouts in three innings, and now at 48 pitches. That was 49, and strike number 35 as Matheson knocks it foul to make it over 0-2. Strike number 34 as Matheson knocks it foul. 1-2. Carter hits a hard ground ball to second. Right there is Sam Shaw. Pads the glove, flips to first in time as Tibbetts makes the catch for out number one. So four outs now for Carter Matheson. And that's one out for Cody Shojinaga, who's had a really nice game for Clearwater. Shojinaga, two doubles and the lone run scored, coming across on an Owusu Asiedu single. But two hits, both doubles for Shojinaga in the first multi-hit game of his pro career. As he avoids the curveball there, 1-0 is the count. The pitch low, and 2-0 now to Shoji. And the pitch is challenged by Duran. And we'll get the result shortly. Here's Dakota Kilgore.
The catcher is challenging.
And the result on the video board, called a strike. So the second challenge won by Edward Duran behind the plate as it overturns what would have been a 2-0 count to an even 1-1 on Cody Shojinaga. 1-1. Shojinaga hits a soft line drive and a jumping catch by Manuel Beltre robbed Shojinaga of a hit. Great play over at short, and that's two away here in the eighth inning.
Third baseman, number four, Raider Tella.
That'll bring up Raider Tella, who is 1-for-3 with a double so far today. First pitch spiked in the dirt as the sinker makes it 1-0. Tello, in his first game of the season, has a hit for the Threshers. Now the 1-0 pitch swung on a miss, 1-1. Two gone here in the top eighth. 4-1 lead for the Blue Jays, who are bettering the Threshers on hits as well, as they have 8 to Clearwater 7. Breaking ball missing inside. Now it's a 2-1 count to Tello, who is calling time.
Yes.
And the pitch is challenged.
So the pitch was called ball. The pitcher is challenging.
Pitch was called a ball. The pitcher challenged. And it's still called a ball. So it's 2-1.
Dunedin has 0 challenges remaining.
And that's the last challenge for Dunedin. And everyone at the plate looks pretty confused. But no more challenges left for the Dunedin Blue Jays. The The pitch. Tello hits a ground ball to short. Beltre is there. Picks it up, fires to first, and that's the end of the inning. 1-2-3 go the Threshers in the eighth. Dunedin leads by three with the bottom of the eighth coming up next.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at Baycare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story-themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Saul Tehran starts off the eighth for the Threshers, trying to keep the deficit at 4-1, but misses outside on a fastball to Manuel Beltre. To start off the count, 1-0. Beltre has two hits and two runs, and this might be a third. Ripped down the right field line. Matheson chasing, diving. He can't get there. Picks himself up quickly as he gets it in the right field corner. Beltre rounding second, headed to the third. Throw cut off at second. Into third base, in time, and the Threshers get the out on the relay. Carter Matheson missed the diving catch, quickly picked himself back up, and a great job by Cody Shoji Naga to slide over to second base, get the cutoff, and fire in a perfect strike to Tello at third. It is still a double for Manuel Beltre, but he is cut down 9-3-5, trying to head to third for the first out. What a play for the Threshers, and that is a momentum shifter that they could certainly use for the ninth, as Tehran misses outside to, or sorry, catches the outside corner to Juni Munoz for strike number one. 0-1. This one misses, and it's a 1-1 count. Saul Tehran joined the Threshers at the end of August in 2023, and despite a number of injuries last season, he stayed in Clearwater the whole year. Swing and a miss there on the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Tehran, four-seam and a two-seam fastball. Cutter, slider, and a changeup for Tehran. Rare five pitches for a late-end reliever. Swing and a miss there by Munoz, and that's two outs as Tehran picks up right where he left off before his injury last season. Up until about June or July, Tehran was the best reliever in the Florida State League. He led the Florida State League in saves in the first half of last season and did not allow a run in his first 10 outings as Jaden Run pulls back the bunt as the breaking ball dives low to make it a 1-0 count. Tehran did not allow a run until May, coming out of the Threshers bullpen last year, as he gets Rudd to swing and miss on a fastball to even the count at 1-1. And Tehran has appeared in the postseason in each of the last 2 years for the Threshers. Earned the win in the clinching game of the Florida State League Division Series at BayCare Ballpark against the Flying Tigers in 2023 and allowed one run in an inning last year against Lakeland. 2-1 the count now to Rudd as he spits on a curveball. Rudd, two hits today. Both of them have scored two runs, and both of them were doubles down that right field line. Four RBIs on the day and season for Rudd. Swing and a miss, and that's strike two. Fastball blown right by Jaden Rudd on a well-located pitch from Saul Tehran. Gabriel Barbosa's night is done. No decisions for him as Segura currently still in line for the loss. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Jaden Rudd can't touch the breaker from Tehran as he strikes out the final two batters after an impressive display of defense from the Threshers. Matheson, Shoji Naga, and Tello combine on a relay throw for the first out. Then Tehran gets the next two. Nobody left aboard, and now the Threshers need at least three runs to keep this game alive in the ninth inning.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at BayCare Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to BayCare Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening.
Last chance for the Threshers as Diego Gonzalez takes a called strike from Colby Martin, who is the first man to enter as the Blue Jays closer, as they are in a save situation up 4-1 here in the ninth. Gonzalez, Owusu-Asidu, and Nori leading things off, and that almost hit Diego. But the 96-mile-an-hour hitter skipped along to the backstop, evening the count at 1-1. Gonzalez is looking for his first hit of the year. And the Threshers are looking for at least three runs as the breaking ball wildly misses upstairs, 2-1 the count. This one fouled away by Gonzalez. Breaking ball lands at the top of the netting and evens the count at 2-2. Quick timeout for Gonzalez, who hit 265 for Clearwater last season with three home runs. 2-2, swing and a miss on the high fastball, and that is strike three. Threshers have not gotten a hit since the seventh inning, and it really seems like that automatic strike three call to Joel Dragu took some of the wind out of the proverbial sails of the Clearwater Threshers. Since that strikeout, the Threshers have not had a man on base. Now Avery Owusu-Asidu, plenty of pop in his bat, but he rests it on his shoulder and takes a breaking ball for a called strike on the outside corner. And that one up and in, one ball, one strike is the count. One-one to Usuasidu, who's one for three with a ribby already today, and the pitch misses low and outside, 2-1. Usuasidu, the RBI single back in the second inning. Threshers haven't scored since. The Blue Jays, however, have four unanswered runs, and now the fastball from Martin misses outside to make it 3-1. That one hit 98, fastest pitch of the night thus far. Three balls, one strike, the pitch low, and that is ball four, and the Threshers get a great runner aboard as Usuasidu will take first with a one-out walk. Second on the Threshers in steals last season, behind only Devin Saltabon, was Usuasidu, who swiped 17 bags in 20 chances. And certainly a lot of pressure putting on the Threshers' base stealers after 2023 when they got 96 stolen bases from Boyd and Crawford alone. And they had, I think, five players over 20 stolen bases in the season. A very wild pitch. Bounces high in the plate. Escobar has to run out of the on-deck circle so to not impede the path of Edward Duran. And the first wild pitch of the day makes a 1-0 count to Dante Norrie and moves a very fast Owusu-Asidu over to second base. And Norrie has technically reached base every time he's gotten to the plate, but only once safely on a seventh-inning single. He is one for four, reached on two errors in a fielder's choice. Slider in for a strike, a cutter in for a strike, and now it's 1-1. Owusu-Asidu on second, a runner also with great speed on first at the plate for the Threshers, as Norrie takes this the other way, slams it off of the roof of the left field concourse, 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Dante Norrie. Here's the pitch. Norrie slices this one foul again down the left field line. And maybe hit the same spot on that roof. So still a 1-2 count to Norrie with at least one hit in each of the first two games so far this season. The pitch, fastball low, but not by much. 2-2 the count now to Dante Norrie. A well-trained eye for Michigan's Mr. Baseball in 2024, an award given to the top senior baseball player in the state. 27th overall pick by the Phillies last year. 2-2. Norrie gets a hold of this one. High fly ball out to right field. Munoz is there and makes the catch just in front of the warning track. Surprisingly, Owusu-Asidu doesn't tag. And that's the second out of the inning. Well hit pitch by Norrie, but that one just stayed in the air long enough for Juni Munoz. Two outs, and now Aaron Escobar is the potential last batter of the game. Threshers trailing by three, but they've got a great runner on second and a strong hitter at the dish. Curveball misses upstairs to Escobar, and it's a 1-0 count. Threshers haven't recorded a hit since 2 in the 7th. And Owusu-Asidu reached on a walk in the 9th inning. It'll be Segura and Batista with a loss and win if the score holds, as the fastball strikes the outside corner for a strike at 97 miles an hour. So 1-1 count to Aaron Escobar as he desperately tries to keep this game alive for the Threshers. Spiked fastball in the dirt, 2-1, as Duran tosses away the baseball to get a new one for his pitcher. Two balls, one strike, the count, two gone, and a man aboard here in the top of the ninth. Threshers down by three. The pitch to Escobar, tapped off the plate, foul, and the count goes down to 2-2. Escobar down to his final strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Owusu Isidu with a leadoff of second. And the pitch. Escobar hits a slow roller down the first baseline. It's picked up by the pitcher, and Martin takes it all the way to the bag to end the game. First win of the season for the Dunedin Blue Jays as the Threshers strand runners in scoring position in almost every single inning, falling 4-1 for their first loss of the season. And the game is finalized at 4-1. Enrique Segura will get the loss for the Threshers. Two runs allowed on four hits and three innings of work for Enrique with five strikeouts. Six Ks for Gilberto Batista in four innings. He will get the win. Kobe Martin will get the save. Martin, a walk and a strikeout, but no hits allowed in the ninth as the Blue Jays get their first win of the season. Four runs on nine hits for Dunedin with three errors. Threshers a run on seven hits with one error, but 10 men left aboard, most of those in scoring position. As the Threshers finish today's contest 1-for-19. With runners in scoring position. So a tough loss for Clearwater, but they'll get the chance to clean it up tomorrow as we have a rubber match for the opening series of the season set to begin at noon here at TD Ballpark in the opening weekend of the 2025 minor league baseball season. And you can make sure to purchase your tickets for games at BayCare Ballpark this year. Tickets are live at threshersbaseball.com/tickets. The box office is also open 10 to 5 on Monday through Friday. So make sure to pick up your tickets for Dollar Tuesday on the home opener, Tuesday, April 8th, when the Threshers return to BayCare Ballpark for their first six-game set up this season, taking on the Daytona Tortugas. So the Threshers fall for the first time this season, and they will try to take the series win tomorrow. For the whole team on the Threshers Broadcast Network, I'm Josh Sperber, and I'll have the call at noon tomorrow if you want to catch the finale of this opening series between the Threshers and Blue Jays in Florida State League baseball action. Until then, thank you all for tuning in to this Threshers baseball action as they fall 4-1 against the Dunedin Blue Jays. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon right here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Until then, thanks again for tuning in, and enjoy your Saturday night.